Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. And what time is it?
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Peter, it's time for Let's Talk in English. We're glad you took time out of your busy schedule. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is Today, Tomorrow, and Time. Today, Tomorrow, and Time. So what are you doing tomorrow, Marie?
Tomorrow I am going to watch a movie and eat dinner with a friend.
That sounds like a very good plan. How about you guys? Do you have any exciting plans this week? Today? Tomorrow? Well, we'll talk about those things today. But first, let's practice our reading. Here's Marie for some help.
Alex and Linda can go bowling. They can pick a day this week. Rob has an important meeting with Carol. It's on his schedule. The meeting is on Tuesday at 3 p.m. But he is recording at that time. When is Ben's cousin's birthday? Ben doesn't remember, but he can ask his aunt. She knows. He is sure.
Our friends have a lot going on. They will be very busy. Marie, do you have any other plans this week?
I do. On Friday, I will go to the zoo. I plan to leave my house at 10 o'clock a.m. and stay all day and night.
Wow. Well, you have plans tomorrow and this week, but today we have a lot to do. So let's get started. Here's Jack with those key words.
Hello. 今天 Alex 突然想要去打保龄球，所以他就约 Linda 一起去。Let's go bowling this week. 这里的 bowling 指的就是保龄球运动。Alex 说，我们来选一天吧，看要哪一天去打保龄球。Let's pick a day. 动词 pick 就是挑选。Rob 想知道接下来的工作安排，所以 Taylor 说要帮他查时间表。Let me check the schedule.名词 schedule 就是日程表、时间表。Rob 想知道自己是不是下星期二要录影，他问 Taylor, Am I recording on Tuesday next week? 动词 record 表示录制，可以指录影或是录音。Ben 想知道他的 cousin 生日，该问谁呢？他的阿姨一定知道吧？他说 My aunt knows, I'm sure.最后的 sure 是形容词，确定、有把握的。
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Linda. Let's go bowling this week. We can invite other people too.
Okay. I like bowling. When?
Let's pick a day. How about Tuesday night?
No, I'm busy.
Okay. Is Thursday night good?
No. How about Friday?
I'm busy on Friday. Can you go on Saturday afternoon?
Yes. That's a great time.
Alex wants to do something fun. He wants to go bowling this week.
Bowling is a great sport, and it's fun to do with friends. Let's take a look at this picture behind us.If you want to go bowling, you need two things. You need a bowling ball and some pins.
Well, if you've played before, you know that bowling is not that easy. And the bowling balls are really heavy.
That's right. And there are 10 white pins. So how do you play? You have to try and hit all 10 pins with the bowling ball.It's not easy to do, but you'll get better if you keep practicing.
Linda likes bowling, so Alex wants her to pick a day to go bowling with him. Let's learn more about this with Jack. Hi, Jack.
动词 pick 是今天的单字。这个字有很多用法。 我们来看一下，首先就是今天 Alex 讲的 Let's pick a day， 我们来挑一天吧。 Pick 可以当挑选的意思用。 I want to pick a birthday present for her， 我想要挑一个生日礼物给她。 Pick 也可以指摘花、采水果这类的动作。 Let me pick a rose for you， 我来采一朵玫瑰给你吧。 We picked some lemons from her garden， 我们从她的园子里摘了一些柠檬。最后我们常常看到的片语就是 pick up， 它是捡起来的意思。你可以 pick up the trash， 捡垃圾， pick up the newspaper， 捡起报纸，都是用 pick up 这个片语。
Thank you very much, Jack. When you pick something, you choose it. Alex says, let's pick a day.
Let's pick a day.
Wait, are we going bowling with Alex and Linda too? Let's pick a day.
No, sorry, we're not doing that, Marie. I just said that because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Let's pick a day.
Let's pick a day.
我们来选一天。
Hey, let's go to the park.
Yeah, let's pick a day.
Let's go swimming.
Yeah, let's pick a day.
Let's go biking.
Yeah, let's pick a day.
How about today?
No, let's pick another day.
Let's pick a day.
Let's pick a day.
我们来选一天。
What a fun calendar phrase. So Alex picked Tuesday to go bowling, but Linda is busy that day. And Thursday and Friday isn't a good day either.
So finally, they pick Saturday afternoon to go bowling. Linda says, that's a great time.Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for, a grammar point. Today, we are going to specifically talk about using different adjectives. Now, remember, an adjective describes a person, place, or thing. So you could say, that's a great car, or that's a bad idea. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Let's practice using today's grammar point together. That's a great haircut. That's a great day to go.
And that's a great phone you have. Friends, try practicing on your own. We know you can do it.
Well, it's a great time to go to Conversation B.I wonder what's going to happen, Peter.
Well, let's find out together. Rob and Taylor are up to something.
Yes, they are. All right, friends, let's watch together. Here's Conversation B.
Hi, Taylor. Am I recording on Tuesday next week?
Let me check the schedule.
Thanks.
Yes.You're recording at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Why?
I can't record at 3 p.m.
Why not?
I have a meeting with Carol at 3 p.m.
Can you record after the meeting?
No, the meeting may be long.
Rob wants to know if he will be recording on Tuesday next week.Peter, can you tell us about the word recording?
Sure. Well, singers and musicians and people in studios record their voices and their performances. And Rob does that too on the show. He records his show.
That's right. Peter and I record Let's Talk in English so you guys can watch the show and learn with us together.
Hey, maybe you've recorded something on your phone. Share that with a friend. They'll think it's interesting.
So when is Rob recording?
Well, Taylor is not sure because she needs to check her schedule first.
Yes, schedules are very helpful.
Peter, what is your schedule like today?
Well, after my recording here, I have to go to a meeting. Then I will do some work at my desk. After that, I will go to the grocery store. Then I will go home and make dinner.
Wow, you have a very busy schedule today. And so do I. After recording, I have to go to school and give a speech. Then I will meet a friend for dinner.
Friends, what's your schedule look like? Share it with a friend.
In our conversation, we learned that Rob is supposed to be recording at 3 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, but he has a meeting with Carol at 3 o'clock p.m. on the same day.
Well, let's talk about these things p.m. and a.m. If you say you have to meet a friend at 5 p.m., that means in the afternoon or evening.
Right. And a.m. means in the morning. I wake up at 7 o'clock a.m. I eat breakfast at 8 o'clock a.m.
Well, it seems like Rob has a very busy schedule. He can't record after the meeting because the meeting will be very long.
And you know what? We have been teaching for quite a long time. How about we take a break? Don't go away. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Friends, welcome back. So, Marie, we're talking about schedules today. Can you share us a little of your morning schedule?
Sure. Well, first, I wake up, brush my teeth, take a shower, and then go to work. Every morning when I go to work, I get a cup of coffee, and then I usually have a big meeting in the morning.
Well, we have a lot more to cover about schedules. So let's get going. Here's conversation C.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Ben. Why are you looking at the calendar?
My cousin's birthday is this month, but I can't remember the day.
Ask your mom. She must know.
But she doesn't remember. I just called her.
Then ask your cousin's mom.
Great idea. My aunt knows, I'm sure.
So Ben is looking at a calendar. And Marie, it looks like you have a calendar with you right now.
Yes, I do. I do have a calendar. It shows me the days, weeks, and the months of the year.
I'm curious, Marie. What day is Christmas on this year?
Let me check. Christmas is on, oh, it's on a Sunday.
That's great. See, calendars are very useful. Now I can plan my Christmas vacation.
Calendars are great to have, and they are very helpful. I keep a calendar on my desk. But why is Ben looking at a calendar?
Well, it's his cousin's birthday this month, but he can't remember what day it's on.
Oh no, Ben can't remember what day his cousin's birthday is on? That's not good. If you can't remember something, you forgot it.
Well, sometimes I can't remember what I did last week, but I can remember things I did many years ago.
Yeah, that happens to me too. Well, I hope you guys remember all the important things we have learned today. Try to remember.
Well, Susie has an idea. Can you tell us about it, Marie?
Sure. She told Ben that he should ask his mom when his cousin's birthday is. But his mom doesn't remember either.
Yeah, he said he just called her and she doesn't know what day it is either. Let's go to Jack. He will teach us more about this important word.
Ben 说他刚才已经打过电话给他妈妈了。I just called her. 句子里的 just 是副词，刚才刚刚的意思。我们要特别提醒大家，只要用了 just 这个字，表示你在讲刚刚发生的事。既然是刚才的事，这个句子就千万不要忘了用过去式的动词哦。我们来练习一下，让过去式的使用更熟悉一点。他刚吃了三个蛋。She just ate three eggs. 他三分钟前刚进来。He just came in 3 minutes ago. 我刚才跟 Henry 一起吃晚餐的。I just had dinner with Henry. 注意到了吗？都要用过去式动词哦。
Thanks, Jack. Let's practice making some sentences. I just bought a new umbrella. I just fed my cat.
And I just talked to my friend on the phone. And I just finished taking a test.
Friends, practice making some sentences on your own. Well, Peter and I have finished teaching about conversation C, and now it's time to review our keywords. Let's review together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Bowling. Bowling. Let's go bowling this afternoon.
Pick. Pick. Pick a number from 1 to 10.
Schedule. Schedule.Lisa has a schedule for each day.
Record. Record. Record the music on your phone.
Sure. Sure. Today is Al's birthday. Tina is sure.Okay, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to keep practicing them. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Linda. Let's go bowling this week. We can invite other people too.
Okay. I like bowling. When?
Let's pick a day. How about Tuesday night?
No, I'm busy.
Okay. Is Thursday night good?
No. How about Friday?
I'm busy on Friday. Can you go on Saturday afternoon?
Yes. That's a great time.
Hi, Taylor. Am I recording on Tuesday next week?
Let me check the schedule.
Thanks.
Yes, you're recording at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Why?
I can't record at 3 p.m.
Why not?
I have a meeting with Carol at 3 p.m.
Can you record after the meeting?
No, the meeting may be long.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Ben.Why are you looking at the calendar?
My cousin's birthday is this month, but I can't remember the day.
Ask your mom. She must know.
But she doesn't remember. I just called her.
Then ask your cousin's mom.
Great idea! My aunt knows, I'm sure.
Hey, Monkey Man! I have a great idea!
I'm listening. What's your great idea?
Let's go bowling!
Bowling? That is a good idea. Let's pick a day and go.
Yeah! Let's go tomorrow!
Oh, no. My schedule is full tomorrow. Let's go Wednesday.
Yeah! Oh, I'm busy Wednesday. Let's go Friday!
Friday? I have a meeting on Friday.How about Saturday?
I can't go Saturday. Ooh, ooh, let's go now.
Okay, let's go bowling.
Yay! Get ready to lose, Monkey Man.
Hey, I'm a good bowler. You get ready to lose.
No, you.
No, you.
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 You. You. Lose. You. Lose.
All right, today is Monday. Let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number one. When is Rob's meeting with Carol? When is Rob's meeting with Carol?
You can find the answer in conversation B. Rob's meeting with Carol is on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Question number two. What is on your schedule today? Share with someone. What is on your schedule today? Share with someone.
And now let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What is on my schedule today? Let me tell you. Today I am very busy. We're always busy at Studio Classroom. But today I started the day with two meetings. Then I wrote a story for Let's Talk magazine. After lunch, I came here to the studio, and now I'm helping to make Let's Talk TV. Later today, I'm going to teach, and hopefully I'll get home before it's too late.
Ooh, what's on my schedule today? Well, let's take a look. Oh yeah, first, I'm going to eat a banana. And then I'm going to climb a tree. And then, oh good, I'm going to eat another banana. And then take a nap. And then eat another banana. Ooh, I have a busy schedule. I better get started. Hey, what's on your schedule today? Where's my banana?
What is on my schedule today? Well, I'm in the bookstore, so I guess I'm here today to buy some books. And I'll go back to the office in the afternoon. I have some papers to write. And, oh, I'm having dinner with my friends at 7 o'clock. And when I get home, probably watch some TV and then go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
What is on my schedule for today? Well, today is a weekday, and on weekdays I have a regular schedule. This morning I woke up at 6:30, ate breakfast, and got ready. I left my house at 7:30 and went to work at 8 o'clock. Now I'm here working. Today I will meet my friend for dinner. But on weekends, I like to sleep in.
Friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.